I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Libyan rebels advanced as protesters took to the streets in a Friday of Freedom march. The struggle for freedom has been deadly, but in the midst of the turmoil, hope is still shining. Wayne Peterson says while others have shut down, HCJB Global's radio broadcasts have been spared.
We feel that God has preserved our signal so that we could continue to bring hope and encouragement and teaching to people that are wondering what in the world is going on and is there hope and is there love in this world amongst all the violence.
Meanwhile, the death toll following the devastating 6.3 earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand hit 159 and is expected to keep climbing. While hope is fading for survivors, Biblica is responding to the earthquake with eternal hope. They're offering their scripture resources When Your Whole World Changes, The Survivors, and Beside Still Waters. As you help Biblica today, your gift will help meet the emotional and spiritual needs there. We've got a link at our website. And any believer in the U.S. who's been on a big college campus has probably noticed the number of ministries there. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Jim Lundgren says they're all committed to evangelism, just have different qualities. Due to the differences, though, it could be easy to step on each other's toes. But Lundgren says InterVarsity and 16 other campus ministries recently re-signed an agreement to build each other up.
We're all organizations that are focused on evangelism. We're all committed to discipleship and to advancing the world mission of the church. But we all have our distinctives in various ways that we feel that God is using on campuses.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.